Negotiator in You, At Work, Home, and in Life, by Joshua N. Weiss, narrated by the author. Negotiator in You, Introduction. Negotiation. It's a word we all know, and yet we don't think it has much relevance to our lives. Negotiation, you might believe, is something other people do in a boardroom or at a peace table. It's not a big part of my life. Well, I'd beg to differ. Everyone's a negotiator. We engage in negotiations every day, all day, whether it's with our spouse, parents, kids, mortgage lenders, co-workers, or clients. You get the idea. Since negotiation is ubiquitous, you need to understand the negotiator in you. And that's the title of this series, The Negotiator in You. This series is going to help you open your eyes to all the negotiations around you, and it's going to help you realize the negotiation skills you already possess, how you can improve in places you struggle or are fearful of, and how to approach negotiation in a strategic manner and not from the seat of your pants as many do. In order to rouse the negotiator in you, we need some clarity on a few important concepts as it relates to negotiation. For example, while most of us know the word negotiation, we can't really define it. So let's do that now so we have a common jumping off point. Negotiation is an interaction between two or more people who seek to meet their interest as best as possible by either reaching agreement or ending the process knowing they can do better elsewhere. What you'll notice about this definition is that it's an interaction between two or more parties. Next, we see that negotiation is about meeting one's interests, those things we need most in a given situation. And finally, you'll note that the end goal is either reaching an agreement or coming to the realization you can meet your needs better elsewhere. Not your typical definition of negotiation, but fundamental if you want to become a successful negotiator. Next, I think it's important to talk about some commonly held myths related to negotiation that we should debunk from the start so we can have a clean...